With us now to get Wayne County's response to this report is Dawn Van Hoek. She's the former state appellate defender. Now she is the lead public defense consultant for Wayne County. Dawn, pleasure to welcome you.
Thank you. Really a pleasure to be here.
So you've been brought in on a grant to do what exactly with this report?
Right. I am working with Wayne County stakeholders, primarily the county and the court, to develop the most effective and best possible public defense system for Wayne County.
Well, the county has secured a nearly $18 million grant from the Michigan Indigent Defense Commission. Help us understand, what will that money be used for?
That money is intended to help the county to comply with the first standards that the MIDC approved, the first four standards.
And tell us those, just so we are all on the same page.
Yes. Okay. So these are standards that have been adopted primarily by the American Bar Association years ago, and they are the elements of an effective public defense system. So the first four were very straightforward, and I think probably the easiest of the collection. Training, adequate training for lawyers. Interviews with clients that are timely and effective. Providing counsel at the first appearance in court when bail decisions are made. And then access to investigators and experts for defense counsel.
Okay. Thinking of the report that came out today about the way things have been in Wayne County, you have 16 attorneys, $35,000 salary, zero support staff. What's it going to take? Is that your remit, is to get that fixed?
Absolutely.
And how quickly?
I think that we can probably see improvements in a public defender agency as part of the mixed system within the year that I'm going to be on the ground. I'm really hopeful.
You say changes, do you see more attorneys coming to, because the caseload now is astounding compared to the national average?
Yes, absolutely. And that is what the grant from the state of Michigan is intended to provide.
Okay.
So it's part of this compliance plan, and it's the first piece. So it's very attainable. We had great experts on the ground. David was, he had a nationwide group of really, really excellent people who were helping us with the not only what's wrong, but
what do
planning
we do
for the future. How do we handle this? How many attorneys would be a reasonable number?
And he did break those down for us, and he talked about money, and he talked about more support staff, all those recommendations. And it does sound optimistic. The changes are coming. But for those people who were assigned an attorney with the State Defender Office in the last 15 years, people who might still be in prison or have a felony conviction on their record, what do you say to them and their family members? I mean, of course, it doesn't mean everyone was innocent, but I have to imagine after hearing this report, they have got to be some who will feel that their fates could have been different if they had an attorney with the basic resources, as is their constitutional right. How do you respond to those frustrations?
That is an incredibly frustrating situation. Now, I've been an appellate lawyer for my entire career, and for 42 years, in fact. And I would say that anyone who feels strongly that an injustice was done in their case, they should pursue appellate remedies. And this can be done on a case-by-case basis. That's about it, though. I mean, there are going to be a lot of people who are going to remain very frustrated about what happened to them in the past.
So you see your mission is to change this narrative as quickly as possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've done a lot of studying already. I think it's time to take action and do something very positive. I'm tremendously excited about the opportunity that these reports present for us. And it's really only possible now because the state of Michigan is poised to step up and provide the funding that we need.
But is that money assured?
Absolutely not. There's an appropriations process in our state. And every year, the MIDC will be appearing in front of the legislature and the appropriations committees to ask for money to make the state of Michigan and its counties compliant with the Constitution. So the state is in a position to step up and put some money behind all of this. Because no matter how many good intentions we all have and how much planning we do, it's not going to amount to anything if we don't have that additional money put on the table.
Dawn Van Hoek is the lead public defense consultant for Wayne County. Dawn, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.